Hello?
How are you, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey there, Brian. This is Joe Wilson here. We were trying to get in contact with you for a long period of time now regarding your logo. And
I can't get into that website that you guys got. It doesn't offer me a sign-up option. It just says password and username.
Well, we have sent you numerous emails on your direct Gmail address as well. If you could please check.
Yeah, I haven't responded in a day or so, but I responded numerous times. Hold on. I've said, is there any other ways you guys can send it to me besides that website?
And you didn't get any kind of attachments on your Google account as well?
All the attachments take me to your guys' website when I click download them. And it says you got to log in. Hold on, let me go to an email right now. I'm in my email right now. Let me find the last email you guys sent with the Daniel Foster. Okay, so these ones sent by Daniel Foster or Joe is new. I haven't seen this email, and it says that actually the email, it shows me some logos actually.
Yes.
So I didn't. this is from Friday. Okay. Damn.
Yes. Just
so
I wanted to have a conversation regarding the logos and where will you be using them and how would you want to go ahead and use them.
So what does this mean? Out of these four, do I just download these four, all four of them? Or I thought it was one logo, right?
Well, you can choose any one of them. All right. These were sent out to you, you know.
Okay.
So
well,
you can have,
I like the one that's like – it's got the word cut in half, and half of it's under it, and half of it's the top of it. The Skrizz and then Zap underneath it, where it's yellow, blue, and green.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and check on that. Just give me a quick minute. All right, the one that is...
it says Skrizz, and the second Z is green. The first C is yellow, and then Zap underneath the Skrizz, and it has a green behind the yellow.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I like that one. That's legit.
Okay. Well, you can reply on the email. All right, that will be the logo for. All right, so if you can reply on the same email that you would like to go with the logo for. All right, so we can, send
Thank
you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My life's been pretty hectic, so this kind of got put on the back burner.
Yeah, we've seen your videos on Facebook.
Well, that stuff, I just managed to put that out to make it look like my life's going normal, but I've been just dealing with a lot of different shit and stuff, and you know what I mean? But
I
got caught up.
Where will you be using these logos, actually?
Well, anything I can think of. At the moment, I'm thinking about eventually probably, yeah. Like, looking at this exact one, that would be dope on shirts, you know what I mean? Like, when I was originally thinking of this, I never thought of putting the word in half like that with on top of each other like that. You know what I mean? And I never thought of, I don't know why, it's a simple idea, but I never thought of cutting the word in half like that. Like that really would work right on a shirt, just like that, flop. Right?
The yellow and green one? The one that is yellow and green?
Yeah, it's yellow and green and the background's blue. And it has a white outline around the whole thing.
Yep. Well, that is the design, that is the reason people wait to go ahead and have the logo designed from the professionals. Well, and you'll be using it on
I might try to, like, I would, if I did it for shirts, it wouldn't be like a store or a market to sell them. I'd probably just put it on a few of my own shirts, you know what I mean? Like at like a spreadshirt.com or some shit, one of these little websites
website.
You can go to and make shit for.
Yeah, you can ask us to go ahead and create a website for you as well, like a simple website. So you can at least go ahead, start selling and merchandising. You can just go ahead, shout out to yourself on your Facebook.
Directing traffic away from Facebook is just a dead end deal for me. Like I've tried it in the past. I got to keep all my traffic right on Facebook, and I'm not really. It might be looking like I'm doing good, but I don't feel like I'm ready to really sell merch. I feel like I have to wait a little longer. Right when people are, like, hungry for that shit and everybody's telling me they want it, then I'll do that shit. Because right now it might just be a bad investment to make a bunch of merch and then sit on it. You know, I got kids and shit, so it's like I got to weigh out all the details, you know?
And
I'm also working
ahead,
on a movie.
Why on social media, why don't you go ahead and let your followers know? Because we have seen that you do have a good 160K followers on your Facebook. Why don't you go ahead and ask them, like, hey, if you guys are interested in having a merch, all right, so you can start with a shirt only or just with a logo to send them on, all right, so your name gets, you know, it's not just a, it's just a Facebook page, it's a brand itself.
That could even be on a CD cover. If I was to host any kind of event to represent my name, I would put that on the flyer. You see what I'm saying? That logo? Mm-hmm. Like if I was performing and opening up for somebody or whatever and they had a flyer and they would put my name on that flyer, they would just put that little logo on there. Because I rap battle and do shit like that.
You do?
It's just a way. Yeah, but it's not like full-time. It's all part-time, you know. Everything I do is just a mixture. I make content for entertainment. But originally, I was a rapper that became a battle rapper that became a freaking video maker, like a content creator. Like,
So it got it. It got it you through.
Yeah, the other day, on Saturday, I had two of my friends and me. We were live on that page you're talking about, and we were freestyling and stuff and outside and shit with a mic. If you have some time, you can see what I'm talking about.
Well, I saw one or two of your posts on social media. We were just checking out because you were not in contact, so we were like, okay, well, he might be busy on his Facebook. All right, so we were just checking it out. We saw a monkey suit that was running around, and we were like, okay, well, that's a really good content that he's creating.
So that monkey suit thing, I don't know why, man. Like, about 22 days ago, I decided to put a mask on. It wasn't that mask. I just have ever since then I started buying masks. And basically I just flick people off and it fucking works, bro. Like on YouTube, if you go to my YouTube, you'll see that I just flick people off on YouTube and it gets like 50,000 views. I'm like, what the fuck? I can work hard and put all this effort into an actual video and get a couple hundred views. If I just run up with a mask on and flick somebody off and run away, I'll get 100,000. What the fuck is wrong with this world? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's
wrong
real, bro. It's, like, sad. It's sad. It's kind of sad when I think about it. I'm like, man, that's kind of sad.
Well, you just go ahead and, you know, throw a 1 or 5 second or 10 second of video and it goes viral. And then you're famous.
Yeah.
You call them the TV. Yeah.
No, it don't work like that. I got about 33 million views this year on my channel. And nobody's called me to no TV channels or nothing like that. Nobody's, you know what I mean? And even, it's not like people think, you know, I might have gotten 33 million views, but I'm still only making, you know, like I'm middle class because my kids don't get no food stamps or nothing, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm not rich or anything just because I got millions of views. Like, a million views, if you're lucky, you'll get $2,000 or $3,000, maybe 2,000 most likely.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting monetization on your YouTube page or not?
My YouTube? Not anything worthy of counting on. Like, I only pay attention to it until the end of the year, and it's usually like 140, 130, or fucking something like that. Nothing special. Just a little baby shit. But my YouTube channel is starting to go up since the last, like, 22 days. I've been doing those videos I was telling you about. All I do is flip people off, and it gets lots of views. I can put out a music video, and it won't do that. I can take an extra time, memorize a skit, a funny joke, and it won't work. But if I just fucking put a mask on, bro, and flick a motherfucker off and run away, it works. Like, it's sad, but it's I'm just doing it because it works. And now I'm decided to build my YouTube up because I just went from, like, 2,000 to 3,000 subscribers in the last 7 days.
And
it's not like my Facebook work.
And what is your YouTube page name?
Oh, Scraps Channel.
Scratch?
Scrap with apostrophe S, Scraps, and then the word channel, and then the word channel, space channel, Scraps channel.
Oh, I got it. All right, okay, well,
it's not that big yet, but.
Well, it will be big, it will be big. We're hoping to get it big.
Yep, and eventually, definitely, that's the goal. And, like, the thing is, I just started doing this stuff full time. What, almost 3 months ago. I used to have to work a full-time job every day and still try to do this shit. So now that's why I've recently just, my numbers are all jumping higher because I'm dedicated to this all day. Right now I'm standing at a laptop and 3 cell phones that are all on their own little stand and they're in different pages I have, different accounts I have. You know what I mean? I got shit on schedules. I got shit. I got different pages and shit, and I schedule my stuff out. And every hour, every 2 hours, there has to be new content, you know?
Yeah, of course, of course. I got it. Well, if you can go ahead and reply to the same email, like which of the logo would you like to go with?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, so my team can send you a file of it, all right, where you can use it.
Oh, I never sent the fucking email. My bad, bro.
Oh, no, that's it. Okay, I understand.
I thought I clicked send, and I came back over to the laptop, and it's like, yes, number four. Oh, wait, that's not number four.
That is number four.
Yes, it is number four. Okay. It's just the third one in order, but it's number four. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They're in different orders.
Yes,
but, bro,
it is.
That number four is legit. That the graffiti one's pretty legit, too, but there's not a guarantee, like, old people ain't gonna know what it says, and, you know, people who ain't, like, hip and shit, and, you know, most people won't be able to know. That Skrizzap one is perfect. I have a lot of older folks. I don't know why, but a lot of older folks that follow my content and stuff, so I wanted to make sure that it's not too hip for them. But thank you, man.
That is not a problem. That is not a problem. Well, you paid us to go ahead and do the work, and now we were just trying to get in contact with you. Like, hey, where did he go? All right. You were like, oh my God, where did he go? He paid us. We need to deliver his work to him. And I suppose that's starting with your website and all after a month or two. Is that correct?
Maybe, but if I do it, I won't make a website because that's an old way of thinking. In my personal perception, a website, nobody gives a fuck about your website. You got to be on the platform they're already on. You can't try to take them away from there because the website that you're taking them away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I got it.
Like
well,
if I'm on Facebook,
Facebook.
Yeah. I had one before, and it didn't work out, and I made, like, 20 shirts, spent a couple $100 and shit. It was, like, 3 years ago, but it didn't work out. That's why I'm cautious on starting to do all that. This is mostly for my own selfish purposes. I just want a logo of my own to be like, yeah, I got my own fucking logo. You know what I mean? One day it could be on anything I put it on. I could, like I said, if I did some kind of event, they could put that on there to represent me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. That's true. And did you get any kind of... any other thing for us to go ahead and do for you so we can go ahead and take care of that as well for you?
Any what?
Well, do you have anything else like a business card, letterhead?
No,
or
not
like
at the moment. I don't at the moment. But how would I save you guys so I can talk to you? Because I talked to you before, I think, or did I not?
The first dude
I talked to was cool, and then I talked to a different – everybody's been cool, man, so – and the one guy was like, yeah, we want to get it the way you want it, so you guys can come back and shop with us again. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that makes sense.
Well, you can. Well, that's not a problem. We're a one-stop shop for all of the 360 solutions, all right, that we provide, websites, applications, and, you know, logo, all of the stationaries and as well as, all right, like we go ahead and, you know, print it out and send it to our clients in all of the U.S.
Yeah.
We're available in U.S., U.K., Australia, and different kind of Asian parts as well.
Do you guys do simple, smaller shit like flyers?
Yes,
I know that sounds very small. That's why I wanted to ask. Because I know if you
small.
Guys didn't,
no work,
be professional.
No work is small, bro. No work is small.
Okay, because that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I want to get to doing events again. You know, honestly, I've not really done any shows in like 6-7 months, and before that it wasn't even my show, I was just a part of a show. You know what I mean? Like this year's kind of been just grinding, but I'm working on it. I'm saving up the money to set up events and shit, and then I'll hit you guys up for a flyer. I know a lot of battle rappers, so like battle rappers like to have flyers with like each battler on the flyer, and it takes extra. You can't just do it with your cell phone, you know what I mean? It takes extra work. That's why you need somebody good like you guys.
Of course.
But,
and can you
so,
do me a quick favor if that's okay? Will that be okay if you can provide us with a video testimonial of yours?
A what?
A video testimonial of yours.
A video that's what?
A video testimonial. Like a, you know, a video review.
Oh, wait. So, like, so how does that work? Do I just answer
a bunch
of questions? Like,
No, you can just go ahead, you know, make a video of yourself, all right, and what kind of services you got from us, okay, and what kind of expectation are you getting in future, and, you know, that's all.
One second. So, actually, I can't. I know this is dumb to say, but for some reason, I don't remember the actual name of the company.
Orbit Design Agency.
Oh, yeah. Because it says Daniel. It says people's names in all the emails. It doesn't say Orbit. You know what I mean?
I can text you the name and what you have to say. If that's okay, you can just go ahead and make a video, send it over to me. Will that be okay? Because we
this ain't from the post? This ain't a video that I post? You want me to send it to you?
I'm saying that you can create a video of yourself, all right? Like what kind of services you got from us and how did you like the service, all right? And we will set you up on our website and on our social medias as well, all right? So people can view what kind of work we do and how satisfied our clients are. Because this is the company.
So, like, I could mix that in, like, for it to make sense on my page, it would be basically me showing all my people my official logo I get. You know what I mean? And then I tell who did it and all that good stuff. And, I could do something like that. I need to pre-record it, not go live. But, yeah, I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll text you the name of the company, all right, and my name, and the one who was working with you, okay? So you can say their name and, you know, let people know, like, hey, go for them and, you know, everything about it. Whatever you want to go ahead and let people know. All right, because it's your audience. We will be showing your video to your audience through us as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're getting more traffic and everything about it as well through our social medias as well. We will tag you and, you know, stuff and all. You can tag us. And
that sounds good. I like the idea. It's just a little more professional than I normally do, so I'll feel a little better about making a video.
Well, if you want to do it, well, people will know, like, hey, he's really growing. He's working with a professional company now, right? Then brands and other people might get in touch with you, like, hey, if you would like to go ahead and give us a shout-out as well, because you do have a good following and you do have a good number of views. All right, so if you're going to go ahead and give us a shout-out, we'll pay you. Stuff and all, like that.
Yeah. I'll show you. So give me that text message, and I'll probably be able to do it today. So
yeah, of course. I would appreciate it if you could go ahead and do that today. So I can show it to my manager, like, what kind of work we're doing.
Oh, yeah. So, hon, are they going to email me a different version of the logo, or is this the...
No, they will be sending you a file. They will be sending you a file.
Okay.
All right, so which you can use. All right, that will be a JPEG. All right, so you can use it on your website. Oh, not on your Facebook as well.
I was going to say, when I do that video, I got to show it.
Yeah, of course. So you can show it like, hey, this was the logo, and people are really helpful and all, and so we can redirect traffic to you. You can redirect traffic to us, and, you know, we both make money.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I want to do this. So send me that text, because I only got like 1 hour and 40 minutes before my kids get home from school. So
I'm sending you the text right now. I'm sending you a text right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, you take care. I'll send you a text and we can talk in a second, right?
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good. I'm going to set my tripod up.
Absolutely. All right. Take care.
Yep.